the Song Space series at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh has a show that is coming up on January 24th. And one of the bands, part of this year's Song Space series concert is this one. So let me introduce you to Madeline Cho and Friends.
Taking down the Christmas trees, icy sludge, salted sidewalks, keeping them from freezing over as the ground gets even colder. Can't stand it, January's here, it's uneventful every year. People are shoveling their driveways all around the northern hemisphere. It's frigid, toughen up. I've heard enough motivational foo-foo telling me to grow through what I go through this coming year. You might have good intentions, but it's quite annoying. January's here, it's uneventful every year. People are shoveling their driveways all around the northern hemisphere. Is it summer yet? 3 weeks in, resolutions crumble. How's your skin? Is it clear? Have you gone through metamorphosis? Or have you quit your gym membership? Yeah, that's what I thought. January's here, it's uneventful every year. People are shoveling their driveways all around the northern hemisphere.
Madeline Cho and Friends here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I wanted to be sure we got every last note out of that song. And Madeline King was singing vocals. Hello.
Hi.
And Madeline, tell me about this group.
Hi, I'm Madeline, and these are my friends. So we're appropriately named Madeline, Joe, and Friends. We've got a good half of the group here right now. There's four of us, but on Saturday the 24th, we'll have all seven of us up on stage. We play like folk, Americana, lots of harmonies, and lots of fun. I'd say we're centered around having a good time.
Yeah, I was looking at your website, and I saw that there were eight or seven people in the band, and I was thinking, wow, that doesn't happen very often, but it does look like you have a good time. Did you wrote the first song?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, and actually this is probably the most seasonally appropriate we've ever played it, because it is about 2 weeks after New Year's, so it's the right time of year to play the song. And I tend to write kind of the base of a lot of songs, but everyone writes their own parts, and so I can't take credit for the whole song. And it's no surprise you thought there were eight of us, because it kind of ebbs and flows. There's a lot of people that I would call members of Madeline, Joe, and Friends. So whoever's in town, you know, we throw them on stage.
Well, I'm glad that you're all here. Let's meet the rest of the band, and then we'll have you play another song. And I'm just going to go around. Zach, I feel like I've met you before. Have you been here before?
I've been here a few times. I've been playing music in Pittsburgh for quite a few years, so I've been here a few times with a few different groups.
I thought so. And tell me about your role here.
I play the keys, and I don't know. I play the keys, whether that's piano or like electronic or whatnot, sometimes an organ even if we're going crazy. But I keep it simple and do that.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to see you again. And then we have our bass player today, I think. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. Hi, I'm Kara. I play bass and I sing vocals.
Nice to meet you. Kara's bass is upside down, so I couldn't count strings at first. But, oh, it's a Rickenbacker. What a beautiful instrument. My God. How long have you had that?
I've had the Rick for only a couple years, but it's like my dream bass, so I'm pretty set for a while.
Yeah, a lot of bass players go through a whole lifetime looking to make that happen. And then we have our drummer.
Hi, my name is Graham. I play the drums.
nice to meet you. And is this normally how you're set up for a show, or do you, you've got, what, a couple drums here and some cymbals, or do you normally go with something a little heavier?
Yeah, I have a couple other toms and another cymbal, but I thought I'd keep it minimal for this, because it's fun to play minimally, in my opinion.
It is, and it makes a lot of sense. I was curious if Madeline, Joe, do you guys all, like, you're clearly all friends. How did you all meet? Was there any particular thing you have in common or that brought you together?
Yes, and now I get to plug my favorite business in Pittsburgh, Sunburst School of Music. If you want to take music lessons, if your kids want to take music lessons, send them to Sunburst School of Music. They'll make bands out of your kids. It's amazing.
So you met folks through there. Well, that's good to know as to how it happened. So what do you want to play next?
This next one's called Lath and Plaster, and we're going to strip it down and just have Kara and I on this one. This is something we're going to do on the 24th, too, is we're going to have mostly whole band, and then we're going to have a couple stripped acoustic songs. And when I first heard about Lath and Plaster, the thing that's in your walls, I thought it was laughing plaster. And it turns out it's not that fun. But yeah, this is a song that I wrote about, I don't know, life experience of Kara and I. So I think it's nice that we get to play it together.
What a great name for a song. I can't wait to hear it. Here again, Madeline, Cho, and friends.
This is something I know how to cry about. Double vision cross your fingers. No one sees you. Bite your tongue now, drawing blood.
There you've got Madeline, Joe, and friends, Lath and Plaster, the name of the song, having a house that has a lot of lath and plaster. A lot of Pittsburgh houses do. I enjoyed thinking about it. I also like the concept of laughing plaster, you know, plaster that keeps you going and thinking about things. They're going to be performing as part of the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh's Song Space series on January 24th at 7:30, Saturday. That's a week from today. And they'll have a special guest, Devin Russian, there that night as well. And you also are going to be playing with Buffalo Rose on February 14th at 8 o'clock. Buffalo Rose, their All You Can Eat album is almost ready. I wonder if it'll be ready by that day. I bet it will. I'm not going to expect you to know. Maybe you know, but I suspect it will be ready by then. I know they've been working on it for a while.
I sure hope so. Buffalo Rose is one of my favorite bands of all time. And so we are all so psyched to get to play with them on the 14th.
Yeah, that should be a great time. And the Song Space series is always, it's well curated by Brian Junker and the whole team that put it together. And you can learn more at uusongspace.com, uusongspace.com. Have you guys recorded anything that folks can get a hold of?
Yeah, we released a whole album a couple years back. It's called Gather, and it's out on all the places you listen to music. And then we also had a single come out, I think in August, called El Dorado. We're not playing it today, but we will be playing it at Song Space on the 24th. And you can find that anywhere you listen to music.
Yeah, and I wanted to just note, Madeline, Joe, and Kara, your vocals were amazing on the song you just finished. And just kind of makes you want to stop everything you're doing and really listen, which is a compliment. But it really struck me to hear the two of you together on that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm Larry Berger, along with our crew today. What would you like to do next?
We've got another song we can play for you called Pennsylvania, and all of these songs sound a little bit different with the four of us than they will with all of us all together, but this one's one of our favorites because some of our music gets a little more folk adjacent than folk music, truly. So you'll hear it on this one.
I'm going to take a short little video clip of them and put it up on social media so you can get a look. Once again, here is Madeline, Joe, and friends.
Lights in the windows, lights in your eyes, this can't go on. Reflecting back how hard I tried to let it go. Someone's upstairs, someone's crying. Can't go on, can't go on. This cheating, burning, twisted, lying. This can't go on. Can't go on, can't go on. This can't go on.
Oh,
Madeline Joe and friends. And what a great sound. There's applause there in the background, which is a good thing. Hello. Do you have any questions that you'd like the band to answer? No? Let's at least ask who you are. Are you all together? I'm glad you popped in. So who are you? Who are you?
We are here exploring the Children's Museum, and we're going to go across the street to the museum lab. We're the grandparents of Henry, Brooklyn, and Griffin, and we're just exploring, and this was delightful. Great job, my friends. Great music. I love the beats.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and you were just on the radio all over the place. Where are you from?
We are from Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and our grandchildren live in Export, PA.
Wonderful. Do you guys want to just say your name on the radio? Would you like to do that? What's your name and how old are you?
I'm Brooklyn, and I'm 11 years old.
It's nice to meet you. What school do you go to?
Franklin Regional.
And what grade?
Six.
What's your favorite part of sixth grade right now? Is there something you study that you like?
I like ELA class because my teacher's really funny.
Excellent. How about you? What's your name?
Griffin.
Hi, Griffin. How old are you?
Six.
And whose lap are you sitting in?
My papa's.
Well, it's nice to see him. And you've got a Panthers shirt on for Franklin Regional. What grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And what's your name?
Henry.
Hi, Henry. How old are you?
Nine.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Now, Brooklyn likes ELA. Do you have a favorite subject?
Science and social studies.
Well, excellent. It's nice to meet all of you. Thank you. Now, I should have asked Maddie Joe. I was going to ask Madeline Joe. I apologize. Madeline Joe. We actually have time for two more if you want to do them because our crew got set up so much faster than we thought. But that's your call. I want to be sure you make that decision, not me. I know you had planned for one more. That'd be wonderful. What do you want to do next?
We'll do a nice little quiet one next called Soft Song.
So here again. Madeline Joe and friends. Oh, I put that video up too, along with a link to the show if you want to get complete information on Songspace. Joe and friends here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and what a great song. You have such a wonderful voice, and I'm curious, like, did you sing as a kid growing up, or tell me about your relationship with singing?
Yeah. Yeah, I come from a very musical family, and so I sang a lot growing up just like with my family and in school. I went to an elementary school, and our like school song, the lyrics were, "This is a school with a musical rule, sing every day." So definitely grew up singing, but I didn't really get into it until like end of middle school. And that's where I started like taking voice lessons and taking it seriously. And I should say that in this band, I'm really a vocalist. And today you get the treat of me playing guitar because both of our guitar players have work on Saturdays. but on Saturday and next week, I'll get to focus right on the voice.
Yeah, it really shows. What was the school with the musical role? Were they here in the Pittsburgh area or beyond?
Yeah, it's the Waldorf School of Pittsburgh. Yeah.
I know that school well, and I may know, well, I know one of the music teachers that may have been there around the time you were there, guessing, but it is a great school, and they do have a lot of music in the Waldorf School. So I want to encourage you. You can learn more. Madeline, Joe, and friends, you can just Google them, or we have a link to their website. We also just posted a short reel that you can look at that has a link to the Songspace concert. UUSongspace.com is how you can get details. This will be at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, January 24th at 7:30. They also will play with Buffalo Rose at Haven, February 14th at 8 o'clock. Anybody in the band have anything they wanted to say or mention? You're welcome to. It's going to be our last chance to talk for this morning's segment. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to Madeline and Joe and ask her the same questions. And I go to Zach.
I just want to say thank you to my grandparents and also Vanny for listening right now.
Oh, hi. Who is the other person you mentioned?
Her name is Vanny. She's my coworker. She's pretty cool.
Okay, Vanny, you know who you are. Thank you for listening. And thanks. Where are your grandparents?
They're in Elwood City, which is a little far north of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know Elwood City quite well. In fact, there is an emerging radio station licensed to Elwood City that carries SLB, and they, if not already, will soon be on the air. And we're all pointing at Kara. Anything else you'd like to say?
I just want to say I'm really grateful to play in Madeline's band. I'm excited to have these two shows coming up. We've played a bunch of shows at Haven before, so we're excited to be back there. And it's going to be my first time playing at Songspace. Last time the band played there, it was just like a smaller group, so it'll be fun to do the whole band.
Excellent. And Graham, anything for you to pass along?
I was told to say a fun fact earlier. About the world. So here's my fun fact about the world, is that in a single drop of water, there are more molecules of water than grains of sand on the earth. And that's my fun fact for you.
Very deep. I'd like to sit next to you on my next bus ride. It'd be a great conversationalist to have. I like it. And let me turn to Madeline Joe. Anything else you'd like to say before your next song?
Yeah, there were two things I wanted to mention. One is that I'm going to say what Kara wouldn't say in the microphone because she's too modest, is that lots of us are in other bands as well. And Kara is part of a band called Times New Wrestlers, and they have been hard at work recording, and all the listeners should look out for Times New Wrestlers to be releasing new music soon. They have one single out now called Football, but they got a whole EP and a whole album coming out soon. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that we were here, I guess, 3 years ago because Brian gave us the opportunity to open for the Squirrel Hillbillies at the Songspace series 3 years back. And that was such a wonderful experience. We just had the three of us do like a little acoustic opener. And so when he reached out about this, I was like, oh my God, we would absolutely love to. And it's also really fun to look back on like where we were 3 years ago and the songs we were playing and writing then and what we're doing now. And some of the songs we're going to play Saturday are completely new. And some of the songs we might have played 3 years ago because we love them so much. We just keep playing them.
Well, I remember that. And I'm so glad you brought that up. Again, look for them a week from tonight if you like what you're hearing. It's a beautiful, comfortable space to be part of at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. What are you going to play?
This one's called Prisoner's Dilemma.
Once again, Grandma, Grandpa, thank you. That was from Zach. Once again, here are Madeline, Joe, and friends. Madeline, Joe, and friends, thank you very much for being with us today.